USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that Afghans who have worked with U.S. forces over the last 20 years and may not get out of the country by the August 31st withdrawal deadline set by President Joe Biden have a death warrant on their back.
All their biometric databases, now guess who has it now? The Taliban. And guess what's going to happen to them? They are going to be left behind. We can't get them out by August 31st. And now they have a death warrant on their back.
The majority of the American public supports a range of U.S. policies in support of Taiwan, including its independence and sending troops to the self-ruled island if China invades, according to a poll from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, released on August 26th. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.